The Takeaway has embarked on a year-long exploration of the changing world of community colleges. We've looked at South Dakota's Lake Area Technical Institute that has had great success meeting student needs and community needs for workers and people trying to escape persistent social problems. Community college, is it an affordable alternative for students and a solution to community economic and social ills? The answer to that is only maybe. Nearly a million community college students don't have access to the federal student loan program geared toward traditional four-year colleges. And with student loan defaults climbing, some communities see one social problem being replaced by another, insolvency. Joshua Cohen is an attorney and founder of the StudentLoanLawyer.com. Joshua, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, thank you.
Are community college students in a particular bind here regarding indebtedness, defaults, and their lack of access to low-interest loans?
Well, I think there's a problem not having access to federal loans because they're so much more friendlier than a private loan.
How much advance warning do community college students get both to their lack of access to federal student loans and to the fact that the wiggle room and margin for error is pretty narrow, depending on when they leave school and the circumstances of keeping their grades up, that sort of thing?
I'm not sure they're given any warning. From what I hear from clients, they don't realize what they have until school is long gone.
Do you think, in general, community colleges are fundamentally different than the four-year colleges? I guess they have more time because they're in college for 4 years. A two-year school means you're starting your payments much more quickly.
It does. And the other concern is with the federal loan, when they move on to that four-year college, there's an automatic deferral. With the private loan, they should get a deferral, but it burns the amount of time that they have when they finish that four-year degree, if they finish the four-year degree. There's also the idea that when you're going to community college, you're expecting to continue on. When you go to a four-year college, you're expecting to graduate with a bachelor's, and that in itself is a different mindset for the student.
What advice would you give community college students in terms of trying to make their college experience more affordable? Because most people think of community college as an alternative that is more affordable.
It should be more affordable when we're looking at the price tag. When it comes to student loans, the federal student loans are the same whether they go to a community college or a four-year. As a freshman, they can have $3,500 in Stafford loans. As a sophomore, they get, I believe it's $4,500. But the private loan could be anything. I've seen people with the private loan for a freshman year of $20,000. So it should be cheaper at a community college.
And the interest rates on a loan that high?
Interest rates are based on credit. And most folk I know who are just starting in college don't have credit, which is why they rope in the parent. I've seen interest rates anywhere from 4 to 14%.
14%. That's extraordinary. So the lack of access to federal loans can actually erase the on-paper price tag, sticker price advantage that community colleges have over four-year colleges in terms of affordability.
That's exactly it. I mean, in the end, it's like buying a car. You want the best rate possible. It doesn't really matter what dealer you get it from.
Does this vary in region around the country? Are there particular community colleges that are hip to this problem and can help students? What should consumers look for?
What consumers should be looking for is when they get their financial aid award letter from whatever school they're going to, be sure that the loans on there are federal loans. Does it say Stafford? Does it say Parent Plus Loan? And when in doubt, ask the financial aid advisor.
Joshua Cohen is an attorney and founder of the StudentLoanLawyer.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Community college spirit for our community college challenge. Isabel from Oakland. I sing accolades about community college. I completed my general education requirements at a minimal cost before I transferred to the University of California. Now, after many years as a social worker, I am changing careers, moving from social science to the hard sciences of biology, microbiology, and the dreaded organic chemistry. I cannot speak highly enough about the small class size as I complete those challenging courses. I never would have received such good instruction at a university setting. Frankly, I would have been lost. But Catherine from New York says, I was so glad to hear that you're focusing on community colleges. My sister works as an adjunct professor in New Jersey, works long hours, has no benefits, and makes low pay. She just loves teaching, but she has a master's degree, is 59 years old, and has trouble paying her bills. Tell us your story of community colleges at 8778-MYTAKE or tweet us at The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.